AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Airstrikes across Iran killed nearly 36 people while Iran fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia. Today's strikes came as Iranian officials urged young people to form human chains around power plants to protect them, with the deadline set by President Trump to reopen the Strait of Hormuz fast approaching. He's threatened to bomb all of Iran's power plants and bridges if the country does not meet his deadline to allow shipping traffic to fully resume through the strategic waterway. Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to cut a deal or reopen the strait from yesterday to today. He's repeatedly delayed this deadline for Iran, but now suggests today's deadline is final. Global shares are trading mostly higher, and oil prices continue to surge. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the Artemis II astronauts have pointed their moonship toward home.
Don't forget to enjoy the view.
Apollo 13 Commander Jim Lovell in a wake-up message for the Artemis II astronauts recorded 2 months before his death last August.
Houston, copy.
Later,
we'll see you on the other side.
This exchange between NASA Mission Control and the Orion capsule.
We will see you on the other side.
At that point, they were headed for the far side of the moon, temporarily out of contact as they shattered the distance record set by Lovell's Apollo 13 in 1970, more than 250,000 miles from Earth, and using the same maneuver to put the astronauts on course back home to Earth. The Artemis II astronauts treated to never-before-seen views of the moon's far side and a solar eclipse.
Such a majestic view out here.
Mission Commander Reid Wiseman.
Some great science and some great, truly human experience.
A splashdown return set for Friday. I'm Ben Thomas.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. Michigan has emerged as this year's March Madness champion, correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Michigan has won its first NCAA title in men's basketball in 37 years. Elliott Cadeau's game-high 19 points powered the top-seeded Wolverines past second-seeded UConn 69-63 in Monday's national championship game in Indianapolis. Cadeau was named the tournament's most outstanding player.
I'm just so proud of myself for me to be able to say I was the most outstanding player and win a national championship at the same time.
It's Michigan's second title in program history and first since 1989. The Wolverines led 33-29 at halftime and never led by more than 11 in the second half. Alex Caraban's 17 points paced the Huskies. UConn was denied its third national title in 4 years and its seventh in program history. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.